Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
There's never a perfect moment to talk to your kids about the dangers of tobacco. So how about right now? We're giving you the rest of this ad time so you can talk with your kids. Not quite ready? Find everything you'll need to start the conversation at talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Oklahoma farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Oklahoma farmers.
Well, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins has announced at Commodity Classic that the department will be distributing $10 billion in direct assistance to farmers this month, ahead of the 90-day deadline mandated after the funds were approved back in December at the lame duck session in Congress. At Commodity Classic, Rollins gave these remarks.
We have completed our review and are releasing the funds that I know many of you are working with for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, EQIP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program, ASEP. So we are releasing those funds back to you all who participate in those programs.
Secretary Rollins also announced that USDA has completed its review of the conservation funding allocated under the Inflation Reduction Act.
I also know that many of you, and you have mentioned it to me in my last 2 weeks, I've been across the country. I think I've spoken to almost 200 farmers directly through different and various communications efforts, roundtables, one-on-one phone calls. It's been really important to me that I connect directly with you, the producer, that I don't just sit in this big office in Washington, and I'm not there very much, that instead I am out with all of you and hearing your concerns. I know that part of that conversation has been patiently awaiting more details on the disaster and economic relief passed by Congress this past December. And given the dire state of the farm economy in the last 2 weeks since I've been on the job, we have been working very diligently and as quickly as humanly possible, understanding the urgency of getting these funds out the door. Our approach is guided by three principles. We want the process to be simple, transparent, and fast. My team has been working to stand up this process. Today, I am proud to announce that the Economic Assistance Program will be called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, ECAP.
Funds are now being released for EQIP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, and the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program as well. Once again, that's Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Well, here's something to put on your calendar. The Oklahoma Cotton Council preparing to host its 6th annual Denim Ball, which is, of course, a celebration of the cotton industry that promises a blend of casual fun and fundraising. This year's event is going to be held at the historic First National Center on April 4th and 5th. Tickets for the Denim Ball are $60 each, or you can also get a table of 10. All the necessary information, including all the hotel reservations, the agenda, the auction items, can be found at okiecotton.com, so you can look for all the information and get all of your ticket information at okiecotton.com. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 14th, at OSU Institute of Technology in Okmulgee. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.